Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Guys, I got all types of news to bring to you. I will do that, get to as much of that as I can in this hour. Also, I'm going to give you some good news about at least one of the states on Tuesday, and that is Virginia. It isn't what you think it is. However, there is a state that was absolutely just dumbfounding and heartbreaking, and that's when it comes to issue one in the state of Ohio. They also, what many people aren't talking about, they also passed issue two, where you get the combination of now there's going to be recreational marijuana. This is a state that was turning red. Guys, man, the left knows how to work. They get these referendums on the ballot. They're very confusing. Anyway, despite all of that, I brought on, I believe, the perfect guest to talk about what happened in Ohio and how to start reframing the message, how pro-lifers can start reframing the message or the issue of abortion. So, Terry Schilling of American Principles Project, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Carl. Love coming on.
Absolutely. And listen to that, Terry. This is your first time on. I never get that type of applause from people, but here you are already. The crowd already loves you, man. All right, so, Terry, we got our behinds kicked in Ohio when it came to issue one. And there's a plethora of reasons why that I'm sure we'll get into. But one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on is because you are almost, I mean, you're like a master when it comes to messaging on the issue of abortion and pro-life. I've always been impressed by you whenever I have you on. I'm like, man, I wish I could say it that clearly and blah, blah, blah. So first off, take us to what happened in Ohio. What should Republicans have done differently? And even for the layman, Terry, how should we be communicating the issue of life?
Okay, so you loaded a lot in there. So I'm just going to start from the beginning and with what happened. No, it's really good because there was a lot that happened. So what happened in Ohio? What happened in Ohio is Democrats put the Second Amendment for abortion and sex changes on the ballot. It's literally on the Ohio Constitution now. And basically it was a response to the state's, I think it's pretty much basically an all-out abortion ban without exceptions. Democrats, the pro-abortion side of the issue, they spent over $75 million attacking the no side and trying to get this over the top. Listen, the thing is that with these special elections, it's always a turnout-driven thing, right? And it's always easier to motivate the side that's most afraid. And the people that are most afraid are the people that support child sacrifice, right? These are people that think that if there can only be all abortions or no abortions whatsoever, then we better go with all abortions. And that means that we have to rejigger our entire focus right now for the pro-life movement. We need to start with where the American people are and in the area that allows us to go on offense the most. And, this is a political crisis right now. We've had unrestricted access to abortion for over 50 years now, and it has really been a bad thing, and it's had a huge impact on people's hearts and minds. And so there's a huge movement that, they say that one in every three women has had an abortion. Right. And so that is over 50 years. That's a lot of women. And those women have a lot of friends and family members that know about that. And so they've built a their own movement, just like the pro-life movement's built theirs. The pro-abortion movement has built theirs, unfortunately, on tragedy. Right. This is a horrific thing that any mother would be even put in a position where she's considering abortion as an option. Right. That's a poverty. That's not a good thing. And so we need to center. My organization has done a ton of polling on this with swing voters and suburban women and minority voters and young people. And we've also done a ton of focus groups. The best, easiest route here is centering our efforts around a 15-week limit that has exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. That type of policy is very popular. Our big hurdle, though, Carl, is our political class. Our political leaders do not want to talk about abortion at all. They don't even want to defend themselves against the Democrats' attacks on abortion, right? The Democrats, for example, in Virginia, they spent $70 million in Ohio. They spent over $20 million against Republicans attacking them on the issue of abortion. Right? They outnumbered 53% of the Democrats' attack ads in Virginia were on abortion, and Republicans didn't even get close to matching that. They spent only $2 million countering the Democrats' message. That's not even playing defense, right? And you and I, we know sports, we love sports, but if you're not even going to try and catch the ball and throw it to first, you're going to have a lot of runs scored by your opponents, right? And that's what we're dealing with. And you need to get the Republicans comfortable with going on offense on abortion, and at least attacking their Democrat opponent for how extreme there. So I think I answered a lot of what you were getting to, but this is a good conversation.
You absolutely did. I don't understand. Literally, when you are sticking a vacuum in the back of babies' heads, I'm like, how is it so hard for the Republican Party to get on offense on this issue unless they simply don't want to be bothered with the issue? Here's a dirty little secret about all of you, and I've got a headline for him. Trump is blaming McConnell for the loss. I'll get into that after our guest here, Terry Schilling. But I do want to make mention of this. It is my understanding that Daniel Cameron, he was being bombarded by this issue as well. He didn't even respond to it. He didn't even respond to it. This is the Republican Party.
No, listen, there's something going on here with the consultant class, right? Because the only time that you don't respond to an attack is if your response can only make it worse or if your response is going to bring more attention to the issue. These Democrats are spending millions upon millions of dollars attacking Republicans on this. It's going to get out, and you countering it must be done. You can't ignore it. Otherwise, you are just going to get branded, right? When your opponents are spending $20 million to brand you as something or tie you to a specific unpopular policy, you have to respond. You have to have some clapback, some answer, some counterpunch. You can't just not respond, right? And so, listen, I will give Daniel Cameron some credit because he's good on so many issues, and he was a charismatic, charming guy. But I'll tell you, the real reason he didn't respond on abortion, I don't know if it was because he didn't want to. It was because he couldn't. He got outspent. The reports right before the election showed that Andy Beshear had raised $17 million, and Daniel Cameron had only raised $3.8 million for the whole race. He didn't have the resources to even respond, right? And so that's an incredible thing. Like, I don't understand how a governor candidate can only raise $3.8 million for a statewide election.
Marionette Miller Meeks. That's astonishing.
Well, here's something that's going to make your mind blow even more. In Iowa's 2nd congressional district.
Uh-oh. Okay. We lost our guest. We will try to get We will try to get him back, and that was Terry Schilling of the American Principles Project. So we'll try to get him back up as soon as we possibly can. But we were talking about the races. He was going to talk about Iowa, but he had just mentioned how the lack of resources that Daniel Cameron had. That boggles my mind. And frankly, guys, I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not a fan of Ronna McDaniel, but not everything is her fault. For God's sakes, you have enough Republicans in Kentucky to donate. I even read, do we have them back? I even read, okay, we have you back. Okay, all right.
Yep.
So we have Terry Schilling back of the American Principles Project. You were talking to us about a race in Iowa, Terry, just a minute before the break. Oh, do we
yeah,
have
so I should be here now. Am I here still?
Yeah, we've got you.
Okay. So in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, there's a congresswoman named Marionette Miller Meeks. It's a very competitive race. Last cycle, she raised $4.8 million, or $4.5 million.
Wow.
So a congressional candidate managed to outraise a statewide candidate in Kentucky. It's just not sustainable. We can't get outraised 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, and expect to win any races. So we had a lot going against us there, and I don't entirely blame Daniel Cameron, but he really should have raised a lot more money being so close with Mitch McConnell.
Okay. All right. We're speaking to Terry Schilling, the founder of the American Principles Project. He'll stay with us for another segment. Make sure you check out the website, American Principles Project. Is it .com or .org, Terry?
.org.
All right. .org. We'll be back with Terry Schilling. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your 3-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire Portable Infrared Grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, Don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Six.
Is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum, joined by my guest, Terry Schilling, of the American Principles Project. Make sure you check out the website, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. They are great at messaging. I wish the RNC would get a hold of Terry more frequently. to make sure that he would help out with this messaging, because it is a messaging issue with abortion, but it's also Terry, we were talking during the break, and I want to rehash some of this conversation, because Kentucky, this race, the more that we talked about it off air, it does not make any sense to me whatsoever. Obviously, there is a weird split. You have Daniel Cameron, who was kind of he was liked by Mitch McConnell. He was also endorsed by Trump. I don't know what it says about that issue, but it's just weird to me. Only $3.8 million. And one of the things that I'm concerned, this is a race that I am concerned about, a state that I am concerned about, because Terry, during the break, you told me, Carl, well, this one is a bellwether state. So expound on that if you would.
Well, first and foremost, you know, Kentucky is largely vote Republican in the presidential elections. But when it comes to the Senate races and the governor's races, they typically will, you know, go 50-50 sometimes. I mean, Andy Beshear's father was a very popular Democrat governor named Steve Beshear, right? And so they do have a history of electing Democrats statewide, and it is a bellwether state. That's the, you know, American Principles Project started investing in Kentucky elections 4 years ago in 2019, and it was because, looking at the research, it was a bellwether. It reflected the upcoming election and most likely the outcomes, and it actually is a testing ground to work out some kinks and figure out where you've got problems so you can fix them ahead of the next presidential. So it's an important race. It's not just a meaningless Republican loss here.
Okay, so it is a race that concerns me too for this reason, Terry. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's the southeastern part of Kentucky, which tends to be more rural. And from what I read, is Beshear was able to campaign in areas where Democrats don't typically campaign because they don't necessarily win. This was more of Trump country, or maybe blue country Democrats that went for Trump that now seem to go for Beshear. You also told me during the break that what's so disconcerting is that Beshear got 25,000 fewer votes than he did 4 years ago. Which I'm just baffled. I guess I'm just baffled by this particular race.
No, it was not an unwinnable race, right? If you look at the election results, Andy Beshear got 709,000 votes in 2019. He won barely by like 5,000 votes, but this year he got just under 680,000. right? And, you know, it's a big deal. He got fewer votes than he did last time. There was not a huge amount of enthusiasm for Beshear. He didn't win over a bunch of Republicans that he lost last go around. He lost support from the last time, but he had to spend $17 million to get there and also have the chance of the fortunes of running against a guy that only raised one-fifth of what he raised, right? It was a total, a totally huge pickup opportunity for us, and we muffed the punt.
You know what this reminds me of, Terry? Going back to 2012, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, it became basically a campaign of attrition, meaning that Barack Obama knew that he wasn't going to be able to beat his previous numbers. And so it was just beat up Mitt Romney. You got a dog on the top of your car as much as possible so that conservatives are unmotivated to come out. My concern with at least this particular race is, where's the motivation for the GOP, given the fact that we have, I mean, record high inflation, high gas prices, food prices, people are being priced out of mortgages, and I'm like, what? I guess I'm asking you, how do we explain this?
Well, it's actually, a lot of people don't think about it like this, but it's kind of simple. When you have an economic disaster, when you have a bad economy, in incredible amounts of inflation, which party is most likely to give you immediate and temporary relief, at least, right? The Democrats are going to give you the $2,000 stimulus. Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, they're going to tell you that that's actually going to make the problem worse, and they're not going to give you anything and tell you to figure it out on your own, right? Inflation, I just want to say, I don't think inflation's a winning issue for Republicans. And we need to stop pretending like the 1980s and the 1970s are the same as today and that the same rules in politics apply. They don't. We've got a totally different electorate. Right. We have an electorate right now, our kids in school, they can't read at grade level. Only a third of them can even read at grade level. Our education system's been falling back. People don't understand right now. They don't connect the dots that more spending at the federal level leads to more inflation across the country.
Because they've been dumbed
down
for
so long.
They
don't understand it. Right. And so when Democrats go and pass things like the Inflation Reduction Act, they think, oh, that's great. They're going to reduce inflation, even though they're spending another $1 trillion. Right. And I don't want to attack the electorate. I don't want to say that the American people are just so dumb that they don't. They are lied to every single day, all day long. Right. The American people are being fooled is what the problem is. They are being lied to every single day by the mainstream media. They're being told that Republicans are evil. They're being told that they're Nazis, that they're racist, that they're deplorable. And they're also being told every day that Joe Biden is just like your grandpa. And he's working to save this country so that your kids and your grandkids have a bigger future. They have a whole media apparatus that just propagandizes all day long. And it's not just CNN or as MSNBC. It's big tech. It's how most people get their information. The internet is censored now to help benefit Democrats. So I just want to be clear. I'm not blaming the American people and the voters. No, they're just being lied to nonstop, and they're confused right now.
And I got to tell you, it's an excellent point, Terry. And I got to tell you that it works, because Democrats, it's amazing to me. Democrats will make the moral arguments, even though they're immoral. They make the immoral moral. And then the Republicans, it's like they sit back and don't make the arguments. Like, I look at Trump's economy compared to Biden's, and I'm like, what are you thinking? But and then you're absolutely right, because honestly, I've talked to several people and they're like, I don't care. The hatred that I see for Trump is insane. And I'm talking about on a personal level. I have a service business where I get to talk to people. It is insane. They will never, ever. It seems worse today, because the left constantly makes moral arguments against the right. We only have 20 seconds. I've talked too much.
No, the Democrats will argue. When Republicans try and cut spending, Democrats are going to say, this is wrong. It's morally wrong. You're going to starve and make little children homeless. And Republicans are sitting here arguing about fiscal sanity and balancing the budget. It's just so bad. They're so flawed. We have a lot of work to do.
All right, Terry Schilling, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
AmericanPrinciplesProject.org, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Terry Schilling, thank you so much. God bless you, man.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Unapologetically Christian.
Democrat Susanna Gibson, all right, the porn streamer, the Democrat Susanna Gibson, she loses in a tight Virginia House race. All right, so Democrat Susanna Gibson, I'm so glad she lost. The nurse and porn streamer who ran for a House seat in Virginia lost in a tight race to Republican Dave Owens by less than 1,000 votes, people, on Tuesday night. So the final election results showed Owen with 51.16%
percent of the vote, and Gibson with 48.40%, separated by only 966 votes. This is such good news because I had read a headline on one of the credible places that I often research. Apparently, they jumped the gun at the time because they said, you know, at least they projected, I should say, that she was going to win the race. And thank God she did not. So Gibson was outed mid-race as a porn streamer who performed live sex acts with her husband for tips. And then she tried to flip it somehow on Republicans and said they were, like, invading her privacy when she's out there doing this for a living for the public, for anybody that will pay for a subscription to her site. Absolutely insane. So I am glad, so glad that she lost. So that is a bit of good news there. Guys, I was having a conversation with Terry Schilling of American Principles Project during the break, and he said something that I thought was fascinating, too, and I hope you will help out his organization. And frankly, I didn't have the best questions for it. I've had him on my podcast a couple of times, but when it comes to the issue of life, I mean, he is one of the best messengers out there. Literally, when the left comes with arguments, he's able to shoot back, and I think that's so important in the society that we live in today. But one of the things that he was saying during the break was just how Republicans must get back to being an optimistic party. Even if we're making moral arguments, we've got to be that Reagan, have that Reagan type of optimism, because when things are pessimistic, voters tend to vote Democrat. It makes sense. Like, how could you endure? How could you endure everything that we've endured? Like, I can literally go through, and I will go through some of the issues that were talked about specifically at the debate. And I have more audio clips for you up the yin yang. But when you look at when you look at Joe Biden, let me see. I wrote tons of notes here, so forgive me. I have tons of stuff in front of me, and I'll make sure I get to any breaking news as well, but I'm trying to find these notes that I just jotted down today, just fumbling through columns and just looking at what a disaster policy-wise Joe Biden has been, and I hope that I'm in the right notebook. This guy has been the king of chaos, Joe Biden. When you sit here and he was elected, he was going to bring, calm and senility and all this kind of stuff, transparency and order and, you name it, to the White House. You know, it wasn't going to be any drama, right? Despite the fact that it was the left that caused the drama against Donald Trump and persecuting him with the fake Russia collusion hoax, so on, et cetera. But now we've got wars raging in Europe and in the Middle East, and we care, but look at Rashida Tlaib. Look at Rashida Tlaib. You've got pro Hamas. Guys, I'm not saying this to be hyperbolic. You have people in Congress, in our U.S. Congress, that are essentially pro Hamas. And you have Rashida Tlaib, crying these crocodile tears about being censured. About being censured. Because she supports Hamas. Because she's bought into the lie. Because she said from the river to the sea, from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. Guys, I want you to go take a look at the map of Israel. Israel is a little dot that is being surrounded, that is surrounded by all of these Arab nations. It is only a miracle from God that they're there, that Jewish people are there, that they've been able to create this haven of technology and a democracy in the Middle East. This chick is talking about river to the sea. Look at the map. It's a dot. It isn't a land issue. Hamas wants these people annihilated. Oh, so does China. So does Hezbollah. So does Iran. And I'm starting to wonder if our president does as well. I mean, it's insane. But the left feel like they're fighting a moral fight. They're fighting it with hatred. We'll be back.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you about Relief Factor. What is the one principle that I stand by with anything that I promote? Does it work and does it not work? With Relief Factor, it works. I was an athlete, played college football, also was a police officer for several years, carrying around a bulletproof vest and a 20-pound gun belt that literally tore my back apart. But taking Relief Factor helped me relieve the pain, and I feel amazing. I decided to not take Relief Factor because I felt good. Then the pain came back, so I said, I'm never not taking Relief Factor again. 100% drug-free solution to aches and pains. I want you to join me and over 500,000 other people using Relief Factor. Get started today with your three-week quick starter, only $19.95. Quick starter is only $19.95. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, order now, or call 800 for relief. ReliefFactor.com. Again, ReliefFactor.com or call 800 for relief. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Finding the right employees is a struggle, and the wrong hire can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. I'm Andrew Krabschetz with RedBalloon.Work. Every week we connect reliable job seekers with serious companies without all today's woke nonsense. If you're looking for motivated, values-aligned talent, then post your jobs on RedBalloon.Work and use promo code SALEM for 10% off your first month. That's redballoon.work and promo code SALEM. Because life's too short to deal with a bad hire.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. 18.
Risking it all for their faith. Learn their courageous story in The Essential Church, a powerful documentary exploring the timeless struggle between church and government. Stream it now at salemnow.com.
All right, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. We're talking about the debates. We're also talking about the election results Tuesday night. Guys, listen, let me tell you something. Next year is not going to be easy. I don't care who the nominee is. Next year is not going to be easy. That's why it is so discouraging to me when I hear Republicans.
I mean, not just this isn't a regular primary. Primaries should be tough. They're a blood. Politics is a blood sport. But this primary season has become so stupid, where it's not just a matter of we got to defeat our opponent. It's like we got to destroy them, and the only people that's hurting is us. Terry Schilling, like I said, was saying, Republicans win when we have an optimistic outlook. Now, let me say this. In 2016, Trump, in my opinion, capitalized on the Tea Party movement. He resurrected it, in a sense. He said all the things, right, that we wanted to hear. So that was, for us, that was positive. It's like about time. We had just endured eight years of Barack Obama. But the tables have turned. The institutions are totally corrupted, in my opinion. The DOJ, the FBI, the HHS. There was a story. I'll have to find it later on the HHS. We're talking about it. I filmed earlier for Salem News Channel tonight, how they were using, the DHS in order to censor Americans. Remember, the DHS, they had that Mary Poppins chick. They came out with that disinformation governance board. The DHS is also funding. They gave $500 million, for instance, or give $500 million in federal grants to Stanford University every single year. Imagine the control these institutions have. We're living in a totally different America. Barack Obama fundamentally transformed America. You didn't have that type of student. You had student loan debt, don't get me wrong, and it was bad. But at least some of it was privatized, where people were like, hey, I'm not going to college for that. I'm not wasting my money for that. You know, go get a trade, go get a job, work your way up, so on, et cetera. But the money is just being spent like candy, and our kids, our children go to these schools and they get brainwashed, and then they get into these institutions, and it's not the same America even than it was in 2016. And so we've got to offer a vision for Americans that's going to attract them. And I'm sorry, the infighting in the Republican Party has gotten so nasty, so petty, where I'm like, if I'm on the outside looking in, even though we're battling it out, and I understand, listen, the Democrat Party has their own growing pains. But if I'm in the outside looking in, and I'm looking for an alternative, I'm like, hey, you know what? They don't have their crap together. They don't have their crap together. Can we be honest? I don't even feel like we can be honest in the conservative movement anymore. I don't feel like we can be honest. I don't feel like we can have honest debates. We're so busy. Oh, this is my guy. This is my guy. All right, I'm going to destroy my guy or your guy, and I'm going to destroy you. You idiots. Can we think like China? I'll talk to you about Israel, Hamas, and Russia, Ukraine. I don't think we're going to be able to get our guest. He hasn't responded, but I had him on the podcast the other day, took some notes. I'm going to do the best that I can. China is in on this stuff, guys. China was in on the attack against Israel. They were in on it. They played a part in the Russia-Ukraine. They want to see us go dry, our ammo go dry. They want to take Taiwan. We're in a Cold War against China. And China is making all the right moves. We're making all the wrong moves with Joe Biden in charge. But China has a 100-year plan. Let me tell you something. The Republican Party, I can't believe I'm saying this, the Republican Party is our best option and hope right now to save America. Now, I'm a person of faith. Guys, pray. Get on your knees, work hard. You know what I'm saying? I get all that. Practically speaking, it's the best hope to save America. The primaries have become so vitriolic. All we can do And the Democrats have done this. They've done this. All that we can do is fight each other. And we're fighting each other so hard, we're saying, screw you, I'm not going to show up for you, I'm not. What if that happened in Kentucky? Yeah, I know, I get it, I get it. I get it that Daniel Cameron didn't have the resources. I get that he didn't have the resources. You were endorsed by Trump. You're telling me you can't do some free stuff, you can't get on Instagram, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? You can't do it. You can't do an X space. What if the Mitch McConnell wing and the Trump wing were just like, you know what? Some were like, I'm showing up for this guy or I'm not showing up for this guy based upon Trump. Guys, we in the Republican Party, somebody has to start thinking like China. Somebody has to start thinking long term. And I got to be honest with you. When I look at the debates, even when I look at the Trump rallies, I don't see anybody that is communicating long-term vision. All I hear is 2024. And we're beating each other up to get to 2024. Meanwhile, we're losing our arses in races that we should win, like in Kentucky. It's insane. Nobody else is going to say this on conservative radio. You know why? Because they're all scared to. I don't give a flip. I want to win the country. I don't care if you like Trump. I don't care if you like DeSantis. I want to win. And if you don't want to win the country back, screw you too, because you're not a friend of mine. This is Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. We'll be back.
Did you know most vitamin supplements have a warning label on the back? That's because without the synergy of thousands of nutrients working together that are found naturally in whole fruits and vegetables, vitamins are not balanced. This is why Balance of Nature only uses whole fruits and vegetables, no isolates or synthetic vitamins of any kind. We take a variety of 31 of the highest quality fruits and vegetables and remove the water without changing the rich chemistry. It's then ground to a powder, blended to perfection, and encapsulated, preserving the nutrients and making it easy to get the fruits and vegetables you need. So even though Balance of Nature comes in a capsule and looks like a vitamin, it's very different. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
Inflation is crippling American families, and the current administration sure isn't doing you any favors. It's times like these you need to find ways to spend less wherever you can. One easy way is switching your wireless service to Pure Talk. That's right, veteran-owned Pure Talk is wireless for Americans by Americans. Instead of wasting their money on thousands of retail stores you'll never go into, famous actors you don't care about, or expensive perks you'll never use, they just want to save you money. In fact, Pure Talk saves the average family almost $1,000 a year, and the coverage is great. The most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial #250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
Dr. Gorka here. And I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. We're coming up to the top of the hour, I promise. I'll take your calls in the next hour. Bill in Sarasota, if you want to hang on, if you want to call in, the number to call on, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. 43 guys, I got so much news to get to. It's insane. I do want to mention that Joe Manchin is out. He is not running for re-election. So that is a done deal. He saw the writing on the wall. This West Virginia Governor Jim Justice in a hypothetical face-off was beating his behind. And Jim Justice isn't even the American First candidate. But anyway, he beat the American First candidate whose name I forget in the primary, but apparently people have finally had enough Senator Manchin, and frankly, I think it's about time. I get so sick and tired of that guy trying to play both sides of the fence, but in the end, 70% of the time, literally voting for some of the most radical stuff that is out there. Just kind of playing the role, but people kept voting for this guy. It absolutely made no sense to me. So anyway, that is part of the news. Here are the things that this NBC debate was so much better. And again, we'll play more audio clips for you. I got some news on the Trump persecution, as well. But here are some of the things that Trump talked about in his rally, how we're close to being in World War III. I'll talk about that more after in the next hour. Rashida Tlaib and the Hamas sympathizers that are in the Democrat Party in Congress. He talked about terminating every open border policy that Joe Biden has. He says not one penny for vaccine mandates. I think this is very crucial. Guys, I know people that have said, screw Trump, I'm going with RFK Jr. That were ardent. I'm talking about MAGA flag Trump wearing in the back of their pickup trucks. I know that's hard to believe, but when some people really got screwed by the lockdown, and they do blame them for it. And they're like, listen, if he puts RFK on the ticket, as I'd vote for him. Otherwise, he's independent. I'm rolling with RFK. So Trump had to say this. I'm glad he did. Inflation is a country buster. We know that to be the case. That was very important, but I was glad to see yesterday that this debate touched on the southern border. It touched on abortion. It was so much more substantive, sadly, than the Fox News debates. Acting against college anti-Semitism, deterring China on Taiwan, advice to Netanyahu. How about we just get out of Netanyahu's way, let him do what he needs to do with Hamas. That'll make a safer America. I'll explain why. Iran is the head of the snake. America is still the city on the hill. All right.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.